Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello, and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Today, we're going to talk about balance. The balance between leadership and life. I like leadership because all of us in one way or another are leaders in our industry. I don't care if you're a manager, vice president, president, CEO, whatever it happens to be, each one of us have the need for balance. And as we often talk about in the Visionary Chronicles, we don't just talk about advice. We don't just talk about what to do in particular situations, although we think that's very important. Unless you can lead effectively at both home and at business, you're probably more than likely going to fail. So I like to talk about these subjects because I was also an entrepreneur. I had burnout and I had a very strong support from my family. And I was very fortunate, but there's a lot of people that don't. And so when you look at this, I thought a quote from Confucius was great. It kind of summed it all up in a simple sentence. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. It's a pretty profound statement, but very true. Again, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated, from Confucius. So when we have our, what we call liquid mind leadership sessions, this is a core part of these sessions, is really talking to leaders, not only about work and leadership strategies, but we more importantly talk about the balance. And that's the word that we'll put up on the board when we start the sessions, is balance. And it just opens up a dialogue with leaders on, what do you mean by balance? Well, there's this personal side of demands, and then there's this professional side of demands. And if you don't have the proper balance, one of these is going to be out of whack. And as a result, you're going to fail either with your family or you're going to fail at work. And there is a way to do and find balance. You just have to be disciplined to follow what we would call these disciplines of leadership. And I say disciplines of leadership because it applies both at family as well as your work. And these disciplines work, what we've seen through our sessions, through leaders that have put this into practice, more often than not, if they're disciplined with it, they are able to find that balance, and they come back to us and say, hey, that was a great session that we had with Liquid Mind, going through these leadership session series and how to find balance. Because not a lot of people, you know, you're going to type in, hey, give me, you know, who's an agency that can find balance? There's a reason that we have these leadership series, is the reason that we have people leading these that have been through the issues that you're facing. So many leaders we talk about with in our Liquid Mind leadership sessions have difficulty balancing leadership and life. The issue is widespread in leaders, but it's really what we find hard to correct. Either they feel they don't have enough time to be with family the way they would like, or they spend too much time at work, or they just don't have enough time to take a vacation, to have downtime, to have what we call this serene time, this downtime where all you're doing is just relaxing and finding ways to get focus. So this issue is very widespread, so don't feel like you're alone, but people need to talk about this, and why I talk about it with Liquid Mind. I find that most leaders, you know, they either don't realize they have a problem until really someone hits them over the head. And a lot of times in the sessions, what we find is they feel like they're falling behind in their work, or they've lost time with their family. Both are detrimental to stress with leaders. And again, the context of leaders is male, female, any race, whatever it happens to be. It just means you're a leader in one context or another. I don't care if you don't have anybody underneath you. You're leading your life. And that's why we call it the leadership series. Lead your life the way you want it to be led. You know, the fear of falling behind, like it's a fast moving train, I can't catch up. Well, sometimes you just have to stop. You know, you just have to stop and what we call focus. Take this time, this downtime, to find serenity, to find some place where you can hide out and do it on a routine basis, not just periodically when you feel like you have time. That's what we talk about with discipline. And they'll ask us, well, where do you find this downtime? I'm working 10 hours a day. Well, then work 9 hours a day and find an hour just to be by yourself or an extra hour to be with your family. And so if you do not try, you'll eventually crash and burn. It's a matter of what we call if, not but when. You know, when are you going to crash? It's not if. And I've seen it play out too many times, and I'm really concerned about it. And we are with Liquid Mind, and why we have these leadership sessions is to balance leadership in life. It can be challenging, you know, but with consistent and dedicated planning, effective time management, taking care of yourself through the process. And that means exercising. That means downtime. That means vacation time. That means actually putting something on calendar that says you are going to be away. And when you say you're out of the office, be out of the office, but present with your family. That's really, really important. You know, so it's possible to achieve the balance, but it's a structure. And, you know, either a leader wants to do it or they don't. So what I found is, and hopefully these are helpful to you as I go through these, and they've been kind of this foundation of how we built the leadership sessions with brands and with companies. And these are all done, you know, they can be done with leaders offsite. They can be done on-site, wherever it happens to be. It's really up to where the leaders of the organization who want to go through the sessions want to have it. But what we found is that there's a foundation that people need to work on in order to find balance. So through our leadership sessions with Liquid Mind, I found the following are really important priorities to finding leadership and life balance. And number one is boundaries. And these are all single word things so you can easily remember them. And I find if you start getting too many different structure and ideas, and you know, it just goes in one ear and out the other. So the first is boundaries. So what that means is, you know, establishing these clear boundaries between work and personal time. Brian Tracy and Tim Ferriss and these great books that they write, you know, this is one thing, is that when you're home, be present at home. When you're at work, work. And have a boundary. You know, be taking emails and texts when you're with your family at dinner time. But also, even when you're at home, and I had this problem, is just making sure that you're present. Not just thinking. I'm a thinker, so I'm always thinking. But you really need to be present when people are talking with you. Look them straight in the face. Don't turn on the TV. Leave the TV off. Talk to people when you're at home. Have time with your family. And time means no, what I call obstructions. No TV. No social media. It's literally sitting across from one another in a room, a dining room or dining room, whatever it happens to be, your living room, and just talking. So avoid checking work emails, taking work calls during your personal boundary time. You know, just don't do it. You know, the famous Nike, just do it, just don't do it. Communicate when you're available and when you're not to people when you're out of the office. And stick to it. I find one of the biggest problems the leaders have is that I said, did you put your out of office on when you're on vacation? Yes, but I felt like I had to get back to this person right away. And I said, well, you realize that you've indicated a boundary through that autoresponder. So as soon as you respond, you're now present with them, not with your family. So be careful what you do and follow this boundary rule. Number two is prioritize. You know, identify. This is specifically not just for business, but for your family. You know, prioritize with your family. Things that are important to you and your wife, things that are important to you and your kids, and things you want to do and accomplish before you leave this earth. Identify your most important tasks, prioritize them and do them daily. Stick to the priorities and do not go off course. That can be on business, but I always say it's also with family. Make sure that you're prioritizing. I find in talking with a lot of executives and myself as well, as you get into a situation where you get family stress, you bring it home, you kick the cat at home. It's not an actual thing you do. It's just an acronym to say you are mad at work, but you don't really take it out of work. You come home and take it out in your family, and that's not a good thing. So you want to prioritize, delegate tasks to others that they can handle for you. There's a lot of things, if you just pen them out, go, what do I spend my time on each day? You'll be surprised how much time you spend on meaningless tasks that could be delegated to somebody else. So identify the most important tasks, prioritize them, and do them daily. Stick to your priorities and don't go off course. Don't be available. Be available to your family when you have family time, and be available at work when you're at work. And delegate wherever you can religiously. Number three is focus. Use time management techniques such as time blocking, organize your tasks, and stay focused on those. You know, always have a 1, 2, 3 priority for each day. What do you need to get done, number one? What do you get done, number two? And the most effective way to get things done is to finish priority number one. Not bounce around from priority 5 to 6, back to 1 to 2. I understand you're going to get interrupted, but I stay focused. Put a sign outside your room for 2 hours to say, you know, you're not that important where you can't be alone for 2 hours. Stay focused on the task and get it done, then move on to the next one. Schedule breaks during your weekday to prevent burnout. You know, too many people have a badge of honor, say, yeah, I worked 12 hours today. Well, that means you were inefficient 4 hours of the day. Be efficient 100% of the time when you're at work and stay focused while you're at work. Meditate and find a quiet space wherever you can. I don't care if it's 10 minutes or an hour. Just find a time to be alone. And number four is delegate. I said that in prioritizing, but here's more detail where you trust your team and delegate tasks. The delegation up on the prioritizing side is you got things that are remedial, things you don't really need to be doing that you could free your time up with. Number four is delegate. Trust your team and delegate tasks. You know, this frees your time and empowers others to get it done. And this is humility. Don't think you can do everything. I find leaders that think they can do everything can't do everything. And as a result, they don't build trust with their team. So this is a dual-edged sword here. Delegate and trust your team to have them get things done for you and then give them the reward. You know, swallow your pride. Do a little bit of humility here. Number five is stressless, I call it. Incorporate mindfulness such as meditation or deep breathing exercises. You know, some people go, oh, it's, you know, that sounds crazy. When I go to my office and do deep breathing, yeah, do it. It actually works. Try the 7-7-7. I said, breathe in for 7 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then breathe out for 7 seconds. Do it for 7 times and just see what type of oxygen generation you get in your mind and the ability for you to stay focused. It reduces stress and it improves focus. And the sixth is getting organized. You got too much stuff on your desk. Get it off your desk. You got 3 priorities for the day. Why do you have 25 folders on your desk? Get it off your desk. It just distracts you. So get organized. Handwrite to-do list. And everything should be handwritten, by the way. There's a connection between mind and body when you handwrite everything. Stay organized. You know, review your schedule and adjust your priorities as needed. You know, you can stay flexible, but what you're looking at is you've got a discipline to stay focused around your top 3 priorities for the day. Number seven is set goals. Now, priorities are a day-to-day. Goals are long-term. They can be short-term, long-term, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 5 years. Do vision casting, I call it, where it's 5 years out. You know, where do you want to be? What do you want to get done? What do you want to have look back on and go, I accomplished what I set out to do? So goals are very important. Set goals for yourself and your team, keeping accurate and realistic expectations. And unrealistic expectations lead to stress and burnout. So keep them realistic. And number eight is your health. Too many executives we talk to, I mean, I work out 6 days a week and I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I want to. I want to be healthy. I want to be able to do things. I want to be able to ride my mountain bike. I want to be able to swim out in the ocean. So, and I want to be healthy for my family. I want to be around. So take care of yourself. Prioritize physical and mental health. Exercise regularly. Maintain a balanced diet and get enough sleep. I always use the Richard Simmons. People ask me, how do you lose weight? You eat right and exercise. That's it. 4 words. I mean, stop with the meals. Stop with the diet plans. Eat right and exercise. That's all you need to know. So health is a real big priority. Number 9 is family. Oh, gee, you got family. Family is a big priority. Make time for your family and friends. You know, be present and avoid thinking about work-related issues. I was guilty of this. And I have to focus on it every day. And I want to make sure I'm present for my family. I love my family, and I want to be there for them. But if you think just because you're at home in front of the TV that that's family time, that doesn't count. No. This is shutting the TV off, having a direct discussion with your wife or your family, your kids, whoever it is, face-to-face, full focus, concentration. Believe me, they can sniff out when you're not focused and when you're not present. So be present. Number 10 is learning. Always be learning. ABL. You know, you always need to be reading books. You always need to have that leadership and life balance and make adjustments as needed. But what works pre-now can be adapted in the future through learning. You know, you need to make sure that, you know, things and technologies move fast these days. So you want to make sure you're always, always learning. So again, these for balancing, they're not all of them, but we feel that the ones that work for the executives, we work through the leadership sessions at Liquid Mind. First is boundaries. 2 is prioritize. 3 is focus. 4 is delegate. 5 is stressless. 6 is organized. 7 is goals. 8 is health. 9 is family. And 10 is learning. It takes a lot of discipline. That's why we put one word, not a full sentence. You don't even remember a full sentence on 10 priorities for balance of work and life. But I can tell you, if you have discipline and you work at it day after day, you set a long-term vision cast 5 years out. Remember that leading and reaching and achieving leadership and life balance, it's an ongoing process. I still do that. It requires self-awareness. It requires adaptability and effective communication, not only at home, but at work. So evaluate your priorities. The sands of time, you can't turn the hourglass over and start over again. The sands are gone. So I'm here to help you understand the priority of what I'm discussing with you on life and leadership balance. Find that balance and evaluate your priorities and make priority choices to ensure that you dedicate time and energy to your professional and personal life. So remember, again, that hourglass of time runs out. You can't turn it over and start again. So enjoy your life and find balance. Like I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, but enjoy the journey along the way. And again, thank you for your time with the Visionary Chronicles podcast. We always appreciate it. Love the feedback. And if you have any additional feedback on these or any others you want to pass along to others, we would appreciate it. Any reviews as well would be greatly appreciated. You can go to either my personal website, BRYANSMELTZER.com, or our business site, liquidmindsite.com. That's what we're talking about today, LIQUIDMINDSITE.com. And just contact us and we'll be able to reach out to you. So again, thanks for the time and we look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles podcast. Hello, and I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. I really appreciate your time. I know everybody's busy, but just wanted to thank you again for all the feedback, comments, and how you've been able to apply a lot of the principles that we put forward on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Also, would be greatly appreciated if you could subscribe, tell others to subscribe. We have a great following on the Visionary Chronicles. Also, subscribe to the newsletter at my personal website, BRYANSMELTZER.com, or through our company website, Liquid Mind, liquidmindsite.com, LIQUIDMINDSITE.com. We're also on being hosted by Podbean. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, iHeart, Pandora, Amazon, among many, many others. We've also been very fortunate, and thank you to the listeners, to be ranked in the top 50 global marketing podcasts by Feedspot for 2022 as well as 2023, and also number one visionary podcast by FeedSpot in 2022 and 2023. So very appreciative of that as well. I also wanted to put out an offer for you. We've got a new website that we just built. Affectionately love to say that it's a great design and one that's very intuitive. And we've got so many requests from people that wanted to actually take the Visionary Brand course. So we actually created through our website, thevisionaryfiles.com, T-H-E, visionaryfiles.com. You can sign up for the Visionary Brand Master Course. You can also sign up for our premium podcast. Only content available there on that website through our premium podcast. We've got a lot of subscribers that have already signed up, gone through the course. We have corporations as well as brands that have gone through the course. So we wanted to put that there and make that available to the public as well. So again, appreciate your time. Thank you again. And if you sign up for the Visionary, through the Visionary Files of the Visionary Brand course, we are giving away free books, the Visionary Brand books, hardcover books. And then also we'll be doing some selective offerings for some giveaways. So again, sign up at thevisionaryfiles.com and would appreciate it. And thank you again and have a great day.